Julie really liked bachelorette parties, which in part was why she was so pissed. Okay, there are two ways we can do this. My way, or please don't fucking say it, the thing slurred. The wrong way. Blood gouted from the stump of the bride-to-be's raised arm, a stinking ooze of red syrup, far thicker than it should have been, with fist-sized clots and nearly black. The other reason all this needled Julie so much was she liked the nomad speakeasy, and the demon was fucking it up. From the bleeding stump, a cephalopodic eye glared at Julie and said, I didn't do anything wrong. You're in possession of a human body? I am borrowing it. Does she know she's on loan? The woman gibbered, eyes rolled back to the whites. Julie suspected she was beautiful when not drenched in gore, rictused face sheened in sweat, tongue lolling. The fuck was her name? Ellie, Alice, some permutation of that, Julie was sure, moaned, soft and low and terrified. No, said the demon, sullen. In that case, it sounds like, what's the fucking word for it? Cohabitation? Criminal possession. No, wait. That's when you have something like, hold on. A frisson of tumors ran circuits under the skin of the bride's pale throat. Up and down, up and down. Julie memorized the intervals, the specific count of the pebbling, not yet ready to commit to the prospect it might matter, but demons liked routines. It had to mean something. No, I'm right. Criminal possession is when you are in possession of items or property prohibited by law. And the law says, Julie interrupted, you don't fucking borrow a human body unless you have consent. Shit.